Beautifully done. So, what do we take away from this passage in the Rambam? A lot, obviously, to put the Matan Torah, but okay, it's covered that all in the first semester, but. Right. Right. So that's a chiddush. Probably wouldn't have guessed that from the Mishnah. Yishanikneh is b'shalosh drachim, because b'shtar rabia. There's no hint that there's a difference in level between them. If they were all divrei sofrim, or they were all d'oraisa, maybe a little bit more surprising if they were all divrei sofrim, but. So the Rambam knows that he's saying something of a chiddush. Right? He makes the point. And that's for sure very important. You're correct. I think there's also something else here, which is, Shimon, a little bit of a subtle question, but like, would you say that the Rambam is, quote unquote, making a big deal about this? You know, sometimes in the literature of the Rambam, when the Rambam, you know, especially in the Perush HaMishnayos, I have to admit, he'll say, Shema mimenu ikar zeh, vidaehu, or he'll refer to something as a nekuda nifla'a. Does the Rambam seem to think that he's, like, you know, opened up a real Pandora's box here?
Not really.
No, right. Totally. And to that point, and I think this is so underappreciated, but what does the Rambam go on to say? After explaining that there's a difference, we're going to be very circumspect about saying what the difference is, but there's a difference between Bia and Shtar on the one hand and Kesef on the other hand. He acknowledges that there's some difference. And then he goes on to basically do what?
He
does. Right? And he says, Likuchen Elu Hanan Yikrayin Kiddushin Erisin B'chol Makom. He doesn't say that's only true of Shtar and Bia. And even more importantly, V'ish Shenikneis Be'achad Mishlosha Devarim, or some people think it should be Drachim, Elu Hi Anikreis Mekudasha So Meresas. The Rambam seems to think it makes no difference in the Chalos, meaning the effect with an E. It's extremely important to know this, because the Rambam is the source of this whole discussion. And you're going to see many who were extremely exercised by this Rambam. But it is striking that the Rambam doesn't seem particularly exercised by this. And he's extremely clear that the impact, or the chalos, is the same across the board. Now, I would maintain this if all we had was Perek Aleph. But fortunately, you know, the Rambam comes back to the same basic halacha in Perek Gimel. And here you even get more insight, if you're reading it carefully, into why it is that perhaps the Rambam wasn't so exercised overall. Okay, so Shimon, let's take a look at the Rambam in Perek Gimel. Now, the reason that I put that in parentheses is, in the quote-unquote best version of the Rambam that we have, the Frankel Rambam, which became popularized when actually I was in Yeshiva, you couldn't get all the volumes then. If you look in the Frankel Rambam, he also includes this in parentheses. He doesn't want to take a stand on the issue. It clearly makes an enormous difference. There's an editorial decision, so I said, let me do it the way that it's in the Frankel Rambam, and that's the way it appears. This section is in parentheses, so we'll sort of be machmir, safek d'oraisa l'chumra. You might say, oh, it's only safek and a divrei sofer, but you'll see. The safek is in Limud HaTorah, so that's definitely a safek d'oraisa. I want to read the Rambam in both ways and see how it adds up, okay? So let's first assume that the parentheses are real. So v'chein din ha-kesev din Torah u'feirusho midivrei sofer shenemar. It's always a good opportunity to do a little bit of chazara. Where did the Rambam get this idea that there is, you know, corporal punishment associated with Kiddush Ebiya? Rav Manged. That's right. It's good enough for Rav, it's good enough for us. So, you know, Amanda Makadesh Shabia, Pritzusa. The Rambam has a special attachment to that. Talked about Kadesha, right? The framework of a Kenyan for the Maisabia. All right, so be that as it may, so if the parentheses are real, so then what was this whole tumult about Divrei Sofrim really all about? If the Rambam actually wrote the words V'chein din ha-kesef din Torah u'feirusha b'divrei sofrim, what is all of the fuss about in the end? What does Rambam mean when he says V'chein din ha-kesef din Torah u'feirusha b'divrei sofrim? What is he trying to say?
He's able to group them all together because on the surface they all have the same, they're all doing right, but then some of the details of Yushe Kesef, those are
meaningful. You're saying something very important. I just ask you to sharpen it a tad. You're basically right there. The first and goal. What do you mean, like some of the details? The only thing that's really divrei sofrim, Eitan Bok, what's the only, if the parentheses are real, oh, okay, so that's important. What you said is extremely important, but that would probably be more true if the parentheses are not real. So, kesef midivrei sofrim is the method. But the Rambam says here specifically what he meant by divrei sofrim, Jack?
It's just the source?
Yeah, the derivation. Involved some rabbinic extrapolation. But the din is a din Torah. Now, part of the reason I think that there's good evidence for this writ large in the Rambam is twofold. First of all, Perek Aleph. The Rambam, immediately after saying that Kiddush HaKesef is Divrei Sofrim, you know, instead of just having a big reaction to that and explaining, you know, how could it be that it's only Derabbanan, he just, oh, you know, all these drachim are really the same, and she's the same, she's Mekudeshes, she's Milrasas, makes no difference. So that's one piece of evidence. The second piece of evidence is internal. Right. If there was some dramatic difference between the Darchei HaKinyan, if one of them was really a Din D'Rabbanan, said the magic words, right, what would the whole second half of the Rambam and Perek Gimel be about? It should be about that. How is this possible? Instead, what does the Rambam talk about? He says, you should know that, of course, Min HaTorah, this is, you know, what existed. You had Kesef, Shtar, and Bia. But now Nagu Kol Yisrael, Akadish B'Kesef, Uvishvei Kesef, and I guess you could do Shtar, but Kiddush Ebiya, that's really a problem. This is like the ultimate Ikar Chaser Min HaSefer, right? If the Rambam really is suggesting that Kiddush Ekesef are only a Din D'Rabbanan, and everybody is only getting married on a D'Rabbanan level, right? You would think that there'd be something more important to get across if all Jews in the world were only being married at a rabbinic level, which is, you know, some people got very upset about. We'll see one of those people in just a second, right? You would think that the Rambam would have something even more important to tell you, that if you happen to do Kiddush Ebiya, you're going to get, you know, Makas Mardus, You'd think you'd have some explaining to do. So I'm just observing to you that A, you know, there is this parenthesis, but B, the Rambam himself didn't seem to think that he was saying such a shocking thing. So what others found like extremely provocative halachically, the Rambam doesn't like break a sweat. Okay, so Nachi, just give me 1 second. So who was at like Shimon, the top of the list of people who were like, extremely worked up about this Rambam?
Ravid.
Yeah, right. No, no surprise. So the Ravid says, right, so that's not a compliment. Okay, so this is one of the all-time great Ravids, right? He starts with, you know, Ein Pirtsa Gedola Mizo, so from the perspective of Talmud Torah, the Rambam could not have done worse in this sugya. Like giving somebody a grade, like, you guys know about like different temperature, like absolute zero. Like you can go no lower. Ein Pirtsa Gedola Mizo. Then he says, I know why the Rambam made such a catastrophic, disqualifying error in this sugya. It has to do with the Gemara in Ksuvos and the Daf Gimel, Tainat L'Chadash B'Kaspa. So we'll get to that. This very famous Gemara. And then the Ravid, as if he hadn't already, you know, said enough, says, V'im kol zeh, right? And despite the fact that I could see sort of what led him astray, right, lo haya lo litos, v'lo haya lo lichtov, it's still inexcusable that a person could make such an error. Like, I know why the Rambam made this mistake, but it's still inexcusable. The whole thing is, you know, just a catastrophe. So, like, this is, you know, it's a relatively brief piece, but you see that the Ravid, he understood the Rambam to be saying something extremely dramatic. And to the point where he says, you know, in the Chapir Kitzah Gedola Mizo, it's, he sinks the whole sugya. Nachi, thanks for waiting. Go ahead.
What's the meaning of Joshua, Kishin Chigomer and Garish, Chasson and Nachmet, and Kicha Kicha? Yeah, Rambam has to say, and it's in the same, it's in the same line, but Rambam has to say, there is open by one, but on the other, he can count it.
Ah, okay. You are in the thicket of the Rambam and the Ramban and the Shoresh Hasheni. That is the essential point. So I'll have to wait a little bit, but you're putting your finger sort of on the pulse of the issue. Okay. So the Ravid certainly understood that the Rambam said something very dramatic. Anybody else? I mentioned this in sort of like the introduction a little bit. Anybody else know about another person who was very... There are many, I'm just... Okay, very good. And this fellow, Rabbeinu Pinchas Adayan, right? So if you take a look at the 10th source, I'm just going to read the She'ela. We don't have the original letter that Rabbeinu Pinchas Adayan sent to Rabbeinu Moshe ben Maimon, but the Rambam distilled it, right? Hasheila, this is what you asked. Even the Ma'amar Marti Shekidush Shebi Ushtar Midaraisa VeKidush Shekesef DeRabbanan VeAmarta VeChuli Alfina Lo Minatara BeChesef Nalan Gamar Kicha Kicha Etc. Zehu Inin Hasheila. So Rabbeinu Pinchas Adayan obviously felt concerned enough about this to send the Rambam a letter saying, you know, I was just reading this book that I got at the store called Mishneh Torah. Excellent, excellent book, right? But I noticed, you know, I got up to the 4th volume, Sefer Nashim. And I saw, you know, Hilchos Ishus in there. And I was very surprised, you know, to find in Perek Aleph, you know, that Kiddush Kesef, in your opinion, is, you know, Midirabana. So, you know, he was also concerned. His edition of the Mishneh Torah obviously did not yet have the Hasagos HaRavid. You know. Okay, so, again, the Ravid wasn't alone in this. So let's now take like a very big step back and to think a little bit from a Shas perspective, which is, I think, the only way to do this sugya. What does the Rambam mean by Divrei Sofrim? So, one of my life dreams is to be able to go to the British Museum and to see the handwriting of the Rambam, the Kisvei Yad. I will be bringing medical advisors with me in case I pass out at seeing the actual handwriting. I will disclose that to the museum security before, in case they don't want to have insurance liability. But there's not a word in the Yad HaChazaka that is happenstance. When the Rambam says Mipi Hashmua, the Rambam says Midivrei Kabbalah, the Rambam says Midivrei Sofrim, the Rambam says Midivreihem, the Rambam says Gazru, Tiknu. It has meaning. And we have to try our best to understand what that meaning is. And I think pedagogically there are a couple of very good places to try to begin to familiarize ourselves with these nekudos in the Rambam. So one of them, this happens to be my favorite, is the Rambam Perek Aleph of Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah. This you could see very clearly what the Rambam means by B'Divrei Sofrim, as opposed to a pure Gezeira Dirabanan. Right. So Shimon, go ahead. This is the Rambam's Psak Halacha. The Rambam is paskening that there's an Issa Daraisa, what we call Achila Kodem Zmana. So that's Machokes Tadayim. Nachi, who's the Rambam paskening like? Rabbi Yehuda. Right? It's Machokes Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. Whether there's what we call an Isser Kodem Zmano, an Isser Lacher Zmano, the Ravid attacked the Rambam for this as well. Right? How can you paskin like Rabbi Yehuda in one and like Rabbi Shimon in the other? Because Chametz Shavar Lo Pesach, he thinks it's only a Din Rabbanan, the Rambam. Okay, so fair enough, the Rambam is allowed to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so when the Rambam says Mipi Hashmua, he means, of course, in the Talmud, right? Through right, rabbinic exegesis, Kach lamdu Mipi Hashmua b'feirush davar zeh. Right? What does it mean? Lo sochal alav chametz. What's the alav on it? Lo sochal chametz mishash shereuya l'shchita sapesach. Right, not from the time that you actually do the shchita, but misha haruya l'shchita sapesach, like zman shchiva or zman kima. Right? Shehu bein arbayim v'chatz yayom. All right, so that's after chatzot. It's just an itzid araisa. You would get malkos. Oh. Okay. Go ahead. So it's like the Rambam takes us through it in this incredibly systematic and organized way. So after Chatzos, Issa Daraisa, until the end of the fourth hour, Heter Gamor. So these 2 hours in question, right? We call Shah Chamishis and Shah Shishis. So what's the difference between Shah Chamishis and Shah Shishis? This is like a linchpin for us. Yeah, exactly. So the Rambam just like sort of figured out that there is, you know, you're absolutely right. So there's no Isser Hanah during Shah Chamishis. There's also not, by the way. What isn't there? It's not just Hana, but what's the other distinction? Yeah, Makas Mardus. Excellent. Right? So there are two distinctions. So Shimon, what's the crux of the matter? You mean Hana'a?
I mean, the fifth hour where it's kind of like Gzirah for Gzirah. So we ask for Achila, but Hana'a we still say.
Okay, so you're saying a lot of important things. Let's try to put it together. Wouldn't this be a problem of Ein Gozer and Gzirah L'Gzirah? Why isn't it a problem of Ein Gozer and Gzirah L'Gzirah? Yaakov?
I saw it after something that you're
going to
get punished for.
So there's an Issa D'Oraisa, Lo Socha Lav, that begins at Chatzos. So why isn't the Shal Chamish is Gzera Mishum Yom Ha'umanon? I think Shimon's raising a good point. Isn't that an Ein Gozer and Gzera L'Gzera?
Because for some reason the Divrei Sofrim isn't considered like...
Oh! Exactly right. What's that reason? It is a rabbinic initiative. The Rambam says, Asru Chachamim, it wasn't the Torah. But the Rambam here is using his words extremely carefully. Mipia Shmua is an explanation of a Din Torah. Midivrei Sofrim is a rabbinic initiative concerning a din Torah, as opposed to a gzera. So, in essence, what did Chazal do with respect to Shashishas v'yom arba asar b'nisan? What do they do? Yes?
They added on something to the
concept. Yeah, so let's say this is Chatzos, right? I think this is the midpoint of the Shender, okay? So what do the rabbis do? They said, okay, lo socha lav chametz, that covers everything from here. So what are we going to do? We're going to pick up the Isser Torah, and we're going to move it back 10 yards. So what is the Isser Torah? The Isser Torah is an Isser Achila. The Isser Torah is an Isser Hana. The Isser Torah carries along with it Malkus. So lo and behold, what do you have in the sixth hour? An Isser Achila, an Isser Hana, and Makas Mardus. That's not considered a gzera. That's midivrei sofrim. It's a rabbinic initiative to expand the parameters of a din Torah. There's no issue here of ein kosher gzera l'gzera. The fifth hour is a gzera. The Rambam admits that it's a gzera. It's called gzera mishum yom ha'munan. There's an iser achila. There's no iser hana'a. There's no makas mardus. The Rambam is so intent on us understanding this that he actually repeats himself, Kaviyachol, says, Halamata shemutr lacho chametz yomar basar atzov sharabias. Ve'enochem b'shah chamishis aval nanin bo. He wants to emphasize that. Ve'ochem b'shah shishis makin usum akas mardus. Ve'ochem b'tchil b'shah shvias loke. So if you understand what the Rambam is saying, Perek Aleph, ochos chametz umatzah, you get a lot of an insight into what midivrei sofrim actually means. Midivrei Sofrim is a rabbinic initiative. Asru Chamim, the rabbis have to come along, but they're explicitly taking a din Torah and changing the boundaries. They have a good reason to do that, okay? Whereas a gezerah, right, is a rabbinic institution that remains rabbinic in substance. And so when the Rambam talks about Kiddushei Kesef, what he's talking about is something which clearly, when he used the term Midivrei Sofrim, that's also Bedavka. So the parentheses, you know, take on meaning in light of that. Okay, so we'll hold it up here, and we will pick it up with two further examples. So the Rambam and Mamrim is really important in this regard. Based on the Gemara Ksubis, that's also a Rambam Ramban issue. We'll take a look at the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Brachos as well, and you'll see a clear pattern emerging, what the Rambam, you know, uses Divrei Sofrim for, and then we'll obviously be able to plug that back into Hilchos Ishos at the appropriate time.